When we reflect on family, when we consider the example of our own family life, undoubtedly we're confronted with some of the most wonderful and beautiful and incredible memories, but also often things that aren't so pleasant. Perhaps even yesterday, as you hopefully had the chance to gather with members of your family, perhaps there were these wonderful and joyful moments, but perhaps there was a certain tension, perhaps because of those who weren't there, perhaps because of those who were there. Family is always like this. In our society, like in many Western societies, often the place where people will experience the most violence is unfortunately in the family home. It's in that place, which should be a place of life and love, but is often a place of violence and hatred and indeed of death and destruction. What are we to make of all of this? Of course, St. Paul gives us that magnificent advice in his letter to the Colossians, to bear with one another, to really build our lives and our relationships in terms of our relationship with Jesus. That is the only way to live. That's the only way that we will be able to build our families to be places of life, places that will indeed be examples of the gospel lived out. Our gospel today gives us, in a sense, two other models of family life, represented with these two figures, Joseph and Herod. And they represent in very different ways what it is to be part of a family. Herod, and the name of Herod, would have been feared and despised, much like in our own society, in our own world, the names of dictators are feared and despised. Herod is a ruthless character. You know, he was a great political operator. He was able to play the game brilliantly. He would switch his allegiances whenever it suited him, whenever it suited his ultimate purpose, which was to build up power and wealth. He certainly was a wealthy man, perhaps just from the demonstrations of the palaces that he built for himself, the fortified cities that he built, the incredible harbor that he built at Caesarea. I mean, it was perhaps what we would colloquially call a brown noser in lots of ways, of the way that he would name things after the leading authorities in Rome at the time. For example, the Roman palace that is built in Jerusalem is called after Anthony. Caesarea, of course, is named, both Caesarea in the north and Caesarea on the coast are both named after the current Caesars in Rome. Herod also seems to have been a very fearful man. It's said that he had at least one of his wives and three of his children executed because he thought they were plotting against him. In fact, the Caesar Augustus is said to have spoken about King Herod by saying he would much rather be one of his dogs than one of his children because of the way that Herod would treat members of his family. So in a sense, you know, we wouldn't be looking to Herod as an example of what it is to live in family life. Herod is, in a sense, the anti-example, the antithesis of what it is to be a part of a family. On the other hand, we're given that wonderful model of Joseph. We're told that he was a righteous man in Matthew 1:18. That sense of this is what Joseph's life is all about, trying to live in accordance with the laws and the commandments of God. That his whole life is built around that following of the laws of God, of living in devotion to the Lord. It's the only way that makes sense of his life and his decisions, that he was able to have that flexibility. You know, when he was given that incredible blow of being told that his wife-to-be was pregnant with a child that wasn't his own, and yet he was able, because of the inspiration he received through a dream, to be able to accept that and to accept Jesus to be his own adopted child. Again, when Herod is threatened by this little child and the possibility that someone in the town of Bethlehem, one of those children, is a possible potential successor, just as he killed his own sons because he thought they might threaten his authority and power. So it follows quite naturally and quite historically that he would order the death of any children in that town, in that village, in order to bestow just that sense of authority that he was so fragile in. And so in the midst of that, again, Joseph responds to this call. Joseph responds to this call of the angel to flee to Egypt. Again, it wouldn't have been an easy journey. It wouldn't have been a simple matter, an incredible journey that he embarked upon. But he did it in order to be faithful both to the law, to the commandment of God, and to his wife and his sense of being that righteous protector, of being one who wanted to honor his wife and her child. And so they make that arduous journey down into Egypt until they're able to hear that good news that Herod, that man who had so threatened the very life of the people of God, had died. And then he makes his way back, and then he hears, of course, that his son, who is just as terrible in some ways as Herod himself, has succeeded to the throne. And so he then makes his way not to Judea, but makes his way to the very north, in a sense, the outer reaches of the area of Palestine, in order that he's able to find that place of relative safety away from the influence of Herod. So as we reflect on family, in a sense, our invitation that the church makes to us today is to really renew our commitment to live in family, to renew our desire to follow, not in the example of Herod, where it's all about himself, it's all about his own desires and longings, but to follow in the example of Joseph, to see in him as this righteous man who commits himself to protect his family, to love his family, to honor his family. In fulfillment of those beautiful words that St. Paul gives us in the letter to the Colossians, this is the example of living in family, to really give ourselves to be models of Jesus, to give ourselves in love and life to our families, and to really honor them and to try and build up our life within our family in order that indeed the domestic church can become the building blocks upon which our society can be renewed and recreated according to the laws and commandments and image of our God.